Revelations.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke wanted to sue AIG to prevent the company from paying out millions in bonuses to its employees, but he was advised it would be risky. That's one of the revelations in testimony this morning by Bernanke and Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner. They're at a House Financial Services Committee hearing. They were called to Capitol Hill to answer questions about AIG and those controversial bonuses. But as Tamara Keith reports, another revelation is what Mr. Geithner wants from Congress.
Geithner used his opening statement to call for a new sweeping authority. It would allow the federal government to take over and wind down financial institutions like hedge funds and insurance companies that risk destabilizing the economy if they fail.
The lack of an appropriate regulatory regime and resolution authority for large non-bank financial institutions contributed to this crisis and will continue to constrain our capacity to address future crises.
The new authority would be a lot like the power the FDIC has in the banking system. Fed Chairman Bernanke says the current AIG mess and even those controversial bonus payouts could have been avoided.
If a federal agency had had such tools on September 16th, they could have been used to put AIG into conservatorship or receivership, unwind it slowly, protect policyholders, and impose haircuts on creditors and counterparties as appropriate.
The grilling on Capitol Hill continues. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Right now, the Dow is down 43 points, or 0.6%, to 7,732. The NASDAQ is down 24 points, or 1.6%, to 1530. The S&P 500 down about 0.9% to 815. Asian shares were higher today. Markets in Europe ended their day mixed. It's pink slips for white collars today at GM. General Motors began laying off white-collar workers as part of its restructuring plan. The company will cut 3,400 salaried and 18,000 hourly jobs in the U.S. by the end of the year. There's a bill before Congress that would make it easier for workers to join unions. The Employee Free Choice Act would let unions sign up workers and bypass the current system of secret balloting. Most businesses oppose this bill, but a compromise might be on the way, and it's being spearheaded by three big names in retail. Marketplace's Janet Babin has more from North Carolina Public Radio.
The compromise comes from Starbucks, Whole Foods, and Costco. It would eliminate two key provisions of the Employee Free Choice Act. First, it would still require secret elections to create a union. And there would be no binding arbitration during contract disputes. Most unions have snubbed this new alternative. Mary Beth Maxwell is with American Rights at Work.
This proposal is no compromise. It does not fix fundamental problems.
Most business leaders are limp on the proposal, too. They don't like that it would set a specific time frame for union elections and that it would impose stricter penalties for businesses that violate labor laws. Organizers say all this opposition is a sign of true compromise. Eileen O'Connor is an attorney who represents Costco, Starbucks, and Whole Foods.
It isn't really surprising that both sides are attacking it, but what we'd like to do is open a dialogue instead of the polarizing debate that's been going on.
Business leaders don't think Congress has the votes to pass the bill. But with President Obama's support, unions may have the wind at their back here. That could be why they're reluctant to cede any ground and why the three retailers scrambled to come up with a plan B. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Carnival is cruising on its latest financial report. The world's largest cruise ship operator says this morning first quarter profit rose 10%. That's thanks to lower fuel costs and higher bookings. Carnival says booking volumes are ahead of last year, but at significantly lower prices. Airlines could be looking at a much different scenario. An industry group predicts the fallout from the financial crisis will bring the world's airlines their biggest losses since September 11th. The International Air Transport Association says today airlines are looking at a total of $4.7 billion in losses this year. That's nearly double the forecast issued in December.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Walmart is off to federal appeals court in San Francisco today. The nation's largest employer might be facing the nation's largest discrimination case. The question is whether 2 million women can sue an employer in a single lawsuit. With that story, here's Amanda Aronchik.
For so many plaintiffs to go against a single employer is, well, unprecedented. Ted Boutrous is Walmart's lead counsel on the appeal. He says that if the class action proceeds, Walmart won't get to defend itself against individual charges. He calls it a trial by statistics.
We have a tradition in this country that individuals get their day in court. Class actions are an exception to that that need to be used carefully so as not to defeat people's rights.
Deborah Smith is a senior staff attorney with Equal Rights Advocates. She argues that Walmart's discrimination is systemic.
It's exactly the type of case that the federal judiciary envisioned being a class action. It's David versus Goliath, you know, it's classic.
Smith says that if each woman were forced to bring her own suit, no one could possibly afford it. The original case has now been in the courts for over 8 years, and it's not getting any cheaper. I'm Amanda Aronchik for Marketplace.
Here's a final note for you back to travel. We're just hearing that the world's economic slowdown has reduced your odds of losing a bag the next time you fly. An industry group says that 10 million fewer checked bags were mishandled in 2008 than the year before, and estimated that the improvement saved airlines $800 million over the year. Yeah, well, we've got those new fees encouraging us to take more bags on the plane with us. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.